Hello. So this is going to be a podcast, but it's really a voicemail for Michael Gartenberg. The topic is one it's worth making it public. One of the nice things about I just noticed something. The email address he gave me looks wrong. Weird. Anyway, digress. I like to have people available to chat in voice when something comes up, kind of in the same sense that you have a thread on Twitter, somebody responds to you, and then you can respond back to them. You don't have to worry about when they'll see it, but if on Twitter, generally, they'll see it very quickly and they'll respond quickly because it's just the nature of Twitter. I think, and so I like that about Clubhouse is that it's voice and it's quick and it's unlike the telephone. Like if I say, "Hey, how about a quick phone chat to somebody?" More likely than not, they'll schedule it for next week, and I go, "Well, yeah, I'm going to have moved on from this in 10 minutes, never mind a week from now." Phone calls are for things that are on very long fuses, and not that it isn't valuable, but it's not the same thing. But so I wanted to, so there's a lot of things mixed up in this. I wanted to explain why Clubhouse, in all likelihood, is not going to become for me the same kind of thing that Twitter is. And I want to make clear that this is without any judgment on anybody. It's just me. The way I use Twitter and Facebook during the day is, oh, I'm always working on something. It's not what I'm working on. I'm not working on what's happening on Twitter. Twitter is for in between sub projects. My day, if I'm programming, I have a checklist and I'm working off that checklist. And every day I put things on the list and I take things off the list. And when I hit a milestone, and sometimes the milestones are very small things, before I move on to the next one, I go to Twitter and I hang out a little bit and I see what's going on, and maybe an idea strikes me, and I post it there as a note for myself, possibly to include it on my blog. It's all part of an interesting system that's evolved. And I would say the 280 character limit has been made Twitter about 1,000,000,000% more valuable to me as a result of that. With the 140 character limit, believe it or not, there weren't a whole lot of ideas I could express well enough for them to be coherent to people. And then I could really only use it as a notepad, and people would get upset with you for posting something that they can't understand. And then that would mean I don't post it. It's just it's a bad feedback loop. But what I find is when I go to Clubhouse, it's not like that. It's a time sink of another order of magnitude than Twitter. And Twitter, if I need to back out of Twitter, nobody knows I'm doing it. And that's probably one of the nice things about Twitter that makes it different from chat. When it first came out, also just like chat, right? No, the thing that's different about chat is that your presence is detectable, and it's a significant fact about you, present or not present. And on Twitter, there's nothing like that. There's no sense that you're present there. And that makes it easy for it to fit into a workflow. It's not something that has created any kind of a commitment. There's no friction. There's no friction on leaving, and therefore there's no friction on entering. But that friction is there with Clubhouse. And so that's the substantial part of what I have to say. Maybe it'll change. This is along the lines of the first post that I wrote a few days ago, which was the newbie impressions of Clubhouse. I just add that the time that I have spent there, I've been very impressed with the quality of the people and the intelligence and thoughtfulness and experience, knowledge. It's something else. It's really kind of interesting. And I don't know how that happened. It's just maybe that everybody actually has that. It just doesn't come through on Facebook. I think on Facebook, Twitter. It may be that people are a lot more sophisticated than they can express on Twitter. I mean, one of the things that's most annoying about Twitter is people like just say things directed to you. So a response is kind of called for, at least an interpretation of it, a thoughtful, maybe not a response at all, but you know, give it some thought, right? It's a respectful thing to do, but then you read it and you go, I can't figure out what the fuck this guy is saying. Is this a joke? You know, and then you think, yeah, most of them actually are jokes. And then you think, what the fuck are they thinking? Because did they even read it? Just before you send something, you should read it. Because now you have to say, okay, what if I were somebody else and I wasn't in my mind at the moment that I wrote this? In other words, there's only one person that's in your mind when you wrote it, right? That you. And if you weren't there, would you understand it? 99 times out of 100, the answer is, of course not. You would not understand it. And then for the other one time is, would you get that it's a joke given that you've never even met this person? And I'm not even following him. It's like, I have no idea who this is. And yet they're saying something to me that sounds intimate. It's a disconnect. It's a flaw in, you know, if it were a universe, you'd say it's a flaw in the universe. It's like, you know, a rip. It's like in the Matrix where they explain what deja vu is. It's a little flaw in the Matrix, basically. All right, in the Matrix, there are a lot of jokes in the Matrix, but they're all funny. Especially the ones that you didn't even know were jokes. I mean, they like to overlay all kinds of significance on the Matrix, but actually I just think it's a really good, you know, joke. A really good joke. Matrix is one of my favorite movies of all time, so I should just add. So, anyway, that would be, I think, the second iteration of my impressions of Clubhouse, and it's